concocting a juicy direct action exorcism. We're going to cast the demon glyphosate out of Prospect Park. Ooh, who's going to be there? It's the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir, of course, and the Fiery Eagles of Justice, plus special guest Zen Honeycutt from the Moms Across America. And with your hosts, Reverend Billy, that's me, and the director of the Stop Shopping Choir, Savitri D. That's Thursday, July 28th. The doors open at 4. We go live at 5 o'clock. The Earth Wants You will descend upon us and come up through us at the Brooklyn Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue. Reserve your seat. Go to give2wbai.org and search the word tickets. Earthaluyah.
With less than 200 days left to the Obama administration, time is running out for Leonard Peltier and his hope for a presidential pardon. Join me, John Cain, on July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons for a screening of Warrior, The Life of Leonard Peltier, a film by Susie Baer. Come learn what has kept Leonard in prison for over 40 years and about the corruption of the U.S. judicial system, the FBI, and law enforcement as it relates to Native people, and learn what you can do to help. The screening of Warrior, The Life of Leonard Peltier, is free, but donations are welcome. That's July 27th, 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
At any given moment, as many as 25 million Americans are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. We're now learning that our society may play a role in whether these people continue to suffer or get well. I'm Ben Starr with The Positive Mind. Join us on Tuesday, July 26th at 1 p.m. as we discuss these questions with journalist, filmmaker, Academy Award nominee, and New York Times bestselling author, Sebastian Younger. That's this Tuesday at 1 p.m., only on 99.5 FM, WBAI.
Join us August 13th for the Liquid Sound Lounge annual Summer Soulful House Music Boat Dance Party. Taking it to the waters with yours truly, DJ Jeannie Hopper on the decks, and guest Kim Lightfoot, as well as Jay Rodriguez live on sax and flute, aboard the Cabana, East 23rd Street Marina, off the East River in Manhattan. 11 p.m. boarding, departing at midnight, returning at 3 a.m. Proceeds go to support listener-sponsored non-commercial community radio, WBAI. For tickets and further information, go to brownpapertickets.com and search Liquid Sound Lounge. All aboard, August 13th.
Hi, this is David Amram. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 on your FM dial, and keep on listening.
Come out and support the 11th annual Linkin Park Music Festival in Newark, New Jersey. This particular festival was created to transform the community within Linkin Park by using music rooted in African American tradition. It is a multi-genre festival with music such as gospel, jazz, hip-hop, and rhythm blues over a three-day weekend. On July 29th, Vicky Wines headlines Gospel Night, as well as a performance from the legendary Sissy Houston. On July 30th, House Music Day, featuring DJ Ironbound and DJ Amir, will be spinning tunes live on stage. And the final day on July 31st will be Hip Hop Day, with various artists performing. Each day, the festival will be from noon to 8 p.m., so enjoy a summer day filled with performances and activities for the entire family. For more information, go to lpccd.org.
Hi everyone, this is Marisol from Con Sabor Latino Montuneando con Marisol, inviting you to our fall fundraiser happening on Sunday, October 2nd at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater in Manhattan. I Like It Like That is a new musical starring Tito Nieves and backed by a live salsa orchestra. It's written by David Maldonado and it's from the producers of Quien Mató a Hector Lavoe, Celia, and La Valvería. For tickets, call 212-581-9859 Tuesday through Friday from the hours of 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. and ask for Magali. Again, that's 212-581-9859. And please say the code Con Sabor Latino. I like it like that. Get your tickets ASAP and support WBAI and Con Sabor Latino. See you there.
Hi, this is Barbara Gleickstein. Diana Mason and I co-host Health Styles. Here's my ask. Please become a BAI buddy. It's only 33 cents a day, and that math equals $10 a month, and you're going to be supporting your station. Why don't you become one of us? Become that activist global citizen making a difference in the world every day, and just for 33 cents. We've been around for quite a while here at WBAI, and we think this is an awesome new idea. So please join us and become a BAI buddy. Go to WBAI.org and sign up. And thank you.
Thanks to you.
Thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
I'm home. All the time it was. We finally, really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
I'm going into my brain now. Here's another help. I've heard a whole lot of shaking. Another help. Whole lot of shaking. You notice I don't know all the words.
Thank you.
And you'll see why they call me the chocolate elf, brother.
Everybody, I'm gonna take you all the way from Vienna right down to Babylon. They're gonna call my Memphis on the way because I'm the original. I am the original chocolate Elvis Pig.
Sponsored non-commercial radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City.
Check. it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul?
Changed. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Bob Central. Channel open for executive order AUC 3423. Listen to this, boys.
What does it profit a man?
How does it feel? It feels like times have changed.
Night shift.
It's time.
Night shift.
Talking about it, and I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
You're tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio. The name of the show.
Night Shift.
The feeling you're going to have.
Night Shift.
Where life.
Night Shift.
Is like science fiction.
Night Shift.
Where the music.
Night Shift.
Is damn good. Mondays, midnight till 3 a.m.
Night Shift.
Here on Listener Sponsored Radio.
Night Shift.
Sit back.
Night Shift.
Support.
Night Shift.
Absorb.
Night Shift.
It's for you.
Night Shift.
And you.
Night Shift.
You know who you are.
Night Shift.
I saw something, they saw something. D- There was a lot of light.
Of the Ministry of Science.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Byron Saunders.
Mike Sargent.
How are you?
Nice to be out.
Nice to be out from off assignment.
Yes, you're back. I'm back.
You're back in the swing of things.
Yes, I am. I'm loving it. You know this is my favorite show.
Well, you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. Chris, are you out there?
Hello.
Don't talk so loud, Chris, because it's getting distorted.
Hello.
Yes, now you sound good. Talk to me normal like you talk on the phone. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear us? Can we hear you? Are you there, Chris? Chris? Chris?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I hear you. All right. So you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI. I'm here with Byron. I'm here with Chris. I'm Mike. And the name of the show is Night Shift. And if you've been listening for the last half hour or any time over the last 37 minutes, you've probably been hearing some music. Hopefully it's music you like. Hopefully it's music you go, wow, what is that? That's damn good. So here's the deal. Here's what we've got for you, and it's something special. We have a DGM, and last week, if you know, it was a rebroadcast, so I offered the spring DGM, but now we have a summer 2016 DGM. It's really five volumes in one, Byron.
Yes.
Over 90 tracks.
I have to tell you this.
What?
There was a fan of ours who was listening to the show last week and called me.
And said, what?
Byron, what happened to you? You were on and then you left. And what happened?
Yes, it was the virtual.
The virtual Byron.
It was the virtual Byron. Yeah.
But that's just to let you know
that there were people
listening.
At least one person was listening. One person was listening. Exactly. All right. So here's the deal. If you are interested in pledging your support for WBA, but more importantly, if you want to get your copy of this limited edition. Now, here's what DGM is. DGM stands for Damn Good Music.
Oh, yeah.
If you know the show, then you already know the deal. If you don't know the show, here is the deal.
Deal me in.
DGM stands for Damn Good Music. And what we do is we take the best music we've been playing on the show for the last few months. And at this point, it's summer. So this is our summer collection. It's only offered once during the summer because we have the summer drive. I put together, I culled between 80 and 90. It's over 90 tracks, really.
Wait a minute.
It's over 90 tracks.
Wow.
It's over 8 hours, over almost 8 hours of music.
Yeah.
Almost a full day. Like, you could sit at work and listen to DGM all day.
All day long.
Ride the train, DGM. So here's the deal, okay? If you pledge $35, you can get it. All you have to do is you call 516-620-3602. You can call, or you can go on the website. If you go on the website, WBAI.org, you can go there. You can find the DGM Summer 2016. It has some art up there. Brian, have you seen the art? I'm going to show it to you. Have you seen it?
Let me see.
I'm going to show you the art. But here's the deal. If you go to the website.
Yeah.
Now, you can go to the website. You can also go to our Facebook page for the damn good music. But I don't want to get into that. Go to the website, WBAI.org, and look at how to donate. Okay? And when you click on donate, you can find the premium you want. And the premium you want is DGM.
Yes.
Summer. That's 2016. Right. All of these tracks just for you. It's the best music of the year so far. You're not going to get anywhere. All the stuff, what you're hearing right now, that's on there. Now, here's the deal. Right now, I have only two pairs, Byron, because we went to see it yesterday. So did Chris, went to see it too. Chris, by the way, did they show the Dr. Zaius interview when you saw it?
Yes.
That was like the best thing in the whole movie. That was the best thing of the whole movie.
Great.
It was just brilliant. I just loved it. It was brilliant. Tell me it wasn't brilliant, Chris.
Please.
So many great lines. He's like, I'm bidding on a photograph of him not talking. Okay, I love it. It's really funny. So TCM and Fathom are doing a special thing where they're showing the original Planet of the Apes on the big screen. And I got to tell you, it totally holds up.
Right.
What?
You know what was really amazing about
what?
That film?
What?
I was sitting there watching it and just marveling at the moments in which there was no music.
No music.
Yeah, I mean Jerry's music.
Oh, Jerry's music. Yeah, just
it. But there were moments when there was just nothing but dialogue and film that was just capturing you.
Oh yeah,
it was so stark and
revelatory.
That you were like, oh my god,
yes.
this is an amazing.
Yes,
film.
It's such an amazing film. Now here's the deal, though. Here's what I got. If you pledge, that's $35, you get the CD.
Yes.
But now, this is not on the books. This is not on the boards. It's not on the... It's only for you if you're listening right now and you want to go.
DGM?
You can go
any
theater in New York.
What?
Okay? And you got to let me know what theater you want to go to. So you can go online and you can go to Fathom. Look up Planet of the Apes Fathom.
Yes.
Okay? I have two pairs. You can go to any screening you want to wherever you're living. Okay, pledge $100 right now.
Right now.
You get the DGM.
Yeah.
And you get the Planet of the Apes. But here's what you have to do.
Yes.
Here's what you have to do. Okay, when you call DGM and you make your pledge and everything, you have to email me right now.
Right now.
And when I say right now, I mean right now, because I have to get this list in before noon. And then I'll email you back with the confirmation and everything. But all you have to do is you call in, pledge $100, you get two pairs of tickets, and that's at least $15 each. Because that's an additional $30.
Yeah.
So you go, it's a free movie, you get the DGM, you know, $35, you know, come on. That's like for 80, 90 tracks. If you went iTunes, what is it, $1.29 a track
something
now?
Like
something
that.
Like that. It's not even 99 anymore.
Yeah.
So you know what the value is here. It's well over $100.
That's right.
So here's the deal. For
just
I only have two pairs
for
$100. Yeah. Now, if you only want one, you say, oh, I want one ticket, I have no friends. Okay, and you want to go yourself, $50. Okay,
that's the only
so I'll
bargain.
Split up a pair.
Yeah.
If I get two people who pledge at $50, okay, you can get the DGM,
and
that's a real bargain.
And one ticket.
You just go by yourself and you sit there and you can put on your ape mask and just, you know, ape out. All right. But that's because that's what Chris does. He has an ape mask and
Did you ape out, Chris?
He goes with an ape mask. He just goes. And he tells people
to
call
him.
They call him Cornelius.
Oh,
so now, but here's the deal. If you call now, okay, and then you, as soon as you get your receipt and information, email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com.
Yes.
I will send you the info for your pair of tickets. So I have two pairs of tickets, and then you know they're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
$100
right now, 516-620-3602. Send me your receipt number. Let me know that you pledged $100. lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. Do this now, because I'm only going to offer this in the beginning of the show here, because
they'll be gone.
I can check my email while we're on the air, and I'll even announce. If you want me to announce your name, I'll say you won. You're going to go ape.
Yes.
Okay, and it's this Wednesday. It's a to go see it. You can go at either 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Wow.
2 o'clock or 7 o'clock. Any theater that's showing it, any AMC theater that's showing it, Planet Apes, we'll be talking about which theaters are showing it around in New York State.
Really,
because this is happening all over the country right now. But yes, Planet of the Apes. I got to tell you, I loved
it.
I went. We went with the boys. We brought we brought an apes virgin with us.
Yes.
Chris, we brought an apes virgin.
She had never seen
the film before. That's correct. So
wow.
There it is.
One thing I want to add, Mike, is that this is it. Wednesday, and then...
That's it.
The only time that TCM is doing this...
That's right. It's just that one week.
And the interview with Dr. Seuss in the beginning of the end is worth the price of admission.
So
if you're an
funny
apes fan, you got to go.
It's just amazing. You're sitting there, you're like realizing just how clever the repartee
it's
is.
So clever.
Just
I don't even want to give it away. It's
oh my
just
God.
This. Yes. All I got to say is they interview Dr. Seuss. Yes. That's all I got to say. So, Chris, tell me it was not brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It really was, man.
It was like he couldn't be like it was so good that you're like, wow, I wish I had thought of this. Yeah. That's how good it was.
This was the funniest
was so
stuff
good.
I've seen in quite
really
some time.
Good. And I love how he's like old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood.
It was great. It was great. So call now 516-620-3602. You can get your DGM $35 pledge. Just get the music. That's what you're listening to right now. All DGM, all damn good music. We give you the tracks. So here's the deal. Literally, for $35 pledge, we give you this CD free, and it's free, and then the sampler of music allows you to know who all these artists are that you don't know, and you can go out there and support them. So this is like a gift that keeps on giving. It's a gift to yourself or a gift to somebody you know that loves music, and you go, I know some clown who loves the kind of stuff that they play on Night Shift. Get it for that clown, okay? Or get it for yourself. And then if you are an Apes fan or you know an Apes fan, you're like, oh, they will love me if I do this. He will marry me if I do this. She will marry me. What?
You know what was amazing about that film and
its
projection of the future?
Yes.
Is that it?
That apes will rule?
That apes will rule, but the
You
fact,
mean like yeah. like Trump? Like the orange, like the orangutan? He's like orangutan orange.
Orangutan orange.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the leap from the time period that we had early sci-fi that was Flash Gordon type of sci-fi.
Well,
this
you know,
sci-fi really took a leap into the future way beyond its capacity of what they originally thought. And I was thinking about, because when you go to 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Came out the same year.
Same year, I know. But you look at it.
Science fiction was changing.
It was really evolving and changing so rapidly that it went from Flash Gordon comic book to a real
well, it went through. Got to remember, it went through the whole
radiation giant bug period
of the 50s. The giant bug period of the 50s.
Great.
See, the thing is about science fiction, and one of the best films of the 50s was Forbidden Planet.
Yeah.
And even that, you know, was still sort of, you know, more sci-fi than science fiction. Yeah. What's great, and what makes good science fiction, this is the only thing missing from the new Star Trek film, in my opinion. While the new Star Trek film is really feels more like a Star Trek episode, its heart is in the right place. It's got the banter, it's got great effects and everything, and you enjoy it. But what's missing is good science fiction has something to say about the human condition.
Well, I think they're really prepping you for the TV series.
No,
more than
not at all. Not a TV
you
series.
Don't think so?
I think the TV series is a separate thing.
Well,
separate thing. I think the TV series will do hopefully what the original series did, which is deal with
but
that.
But it was interesting to note that the TV series rollout came the day after the film opened. So they were really this was so planned.
Well, you got to remember this is the 50th year of Star Trek. So all this
of course
there's
a lot of
stuff happening. There's a lot of stuff happening. But going back to Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes was science fiction that had something to say. And you know, they talked about Michael Wilson who had rewritten Rod Serling's screenplay, but you can feel the Rod Serling in there.
Like
because it is. I've been saying for 30 years that you know, Planet of the Apes is like a giant Twilight Zone. Yeah. Did you catch him say that, Chris? Didn't that remind you of what I've been saying all these years?
You have said it over and over. I've always agreed with you. And it just goes to show you that, you know, your insight is always on the money. And you there's so many things that just I'm standing there and I'm like, wow, Mike said that like 10 years ago.
Why aren't I on the big screen?
I've asked,
you know,
that question.
Why am I not on the big screen? I should be on the big screen. All right, anyway.
But
so the point
say
is,
one
yes,
thing about
what?
Byron. Byron?
Yes.
You know what?
What's
you're
that?
You're great. and yes. Not only are you great, but you're great about everything.
Well, I'm trying to work. I'm still a work in progress, Chris. Okay, thank you, though. I appreciate checks in the mail.
No, because Mike always gets the adulation, but I want to make sure that you get yours, too.
Well, thank you, Chris.
I get the adulation?
Yes.
Where's my adulation? Where is it? All right, so here's the deal. Make a pledge right now, 516-620-3602. You can get the DGM $35 for free CD for just a $35 pledge. Become a member of WBAI, support commercial radio. And let me just tell you, if somebody like Trump gets in office, I don't think we're going to be here, baby, okay? Because, you know, public media, media that's not influenced, that's not going to be what's happening in the world, he predicts. So,
too open.
Support. The only real coverage you're going to get of all the Republican convention, Democratic convention, what's going on in the world, you're going to get it here on BAI. Still free. It's free. What'd you say, Chris?
Say the phone number slowly.
Phone number is 516-620-3602. Come on, make a pledge right now, or go on to WBAI right now.
$100.
Make a pledge.
$100 gets you the 8 tickets. Planet of the
Apes.
Pair of 8 tickets. And the 90
DGM.
And the DGM.
Come
tracks.
On.
That's an incredible.
You know what?
Offer.
This is the deal. And TCM, they gave me these two pairs just to support WBAI and to support what we're doing. This is Fathom, TCM.
Yeah.
And Byron's got a book in front of him of 52 must-see films. I think Planet
I've
of the Apes is in there. Is Planet of the Apes in
no,
there?
No, it's not.
Yeah, what?
I can't believe it.
Outrageous.
It's really,
outrageous.
I mean, there's several films right. that are not in there. I
all
think
right.
they
well,
should be in there.
You got to write your book, Byron. Okay, so here's the deal. 516-620-3602. Make your pledge right now and then email me. If you want the tickets, email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. Just put in the heading DGM/apes. That's all I need to know. I will open that email right away. I will get your info. You tell me what theater you want to see it at, or I'll send you a link. If you do it here during the show, I'll send you a link where you can look at all the things. But you can find it. Just Google Fathom, Planet of the Apes. You'll find out all the theaters here in New York, New York State, that's happening. Because, you know, if you don't buy the tickets, I'll have to give them to Chris. You know what I'm saying? So, go online right now, WBAI.org. Make a pledge or call right now, 516-620-3602. Make a pledge. $35. We're the cheapest pledge probably on the station. Okay? Yeah. I don't know how they've allowed me to keep it at $35. But it's so cheap. It's so easy. It's, you know, you're going to get this all this great music. Come on. Chris, were you grooving there in the morning there with what I was playing? That was a question for you, Chris.
You know what else?
Did
I
we
marvel?
Lose, Chris?
I hope not. You know what else I marvel about? The
what do you marvel about?
Is the notion of the evolution timeline? Because there's something to. There's something. There he is. He's back on.
He's trying to call us.
Well, that's the Skype thing. I recognize. Anyway, there's something to acknowledge about the evolution of mankind. Those who honestly believe that we evolved from ape to the so-called intelligent man, back to the ape again. And what is the missing link? Where did it happen? What is that critical area that where, of course, we saw it in 2001, A Space Odyssey, that moment of understanding fire and then the aliens kind of helping us connect the dots. But is there reason to believe that mankind, through its own evolution, evolved without the support of an alien presence? Hmm. 516-620-3602. Now, you know that's the number to pick up and make that pledge right now. You have two options. Option number one, $35 will get you the DGM Summer 2016 package. Oh my goodness, you have over 90 cuts to listen to. It is the best of DGM for Summer 2016. Option number two, $100 pledge gets you not only the DGM track, but you also get a pair of the Planet of the Apes tickets. It's good for this Wednesday only. These tickets will go so fast, folks. Don't wait.
And just specify. Tell me if you want to go to the 2 o'clock show. You know, maybe you don't have a job. Or maybe you want to go to the 7 p.m. show. Okay? Pair of tickets. Or if you want to go by yourself. Okay? Because if you're a Total Apes fan, you work at night, whatever your deal is, you can just pledge $50. You can get the ticket and the DGM.
Come on.
Do it right now. Just do it. Support WBAI. Do it for somebody who you care about.
And have some summertime fun.
Do it. Because for your simian friends.
Yeah. And Mike, I had such good fun the other day watching
I did too. It was so good. You know, and I've seen the film. I can't tell you how many times. Still holds up. Yeah, I would watch that film. If they said, let's watch it again, like, I'd go again on Wednesday. Okay?
Chris
was like, oh, I'll go again right now.
Yeah,
I'll go. Totally. I'm going right now.
I realized that there's no doubt about it that I am a freak and that the fact that and you are too.
I am no freak.
Everyone at the theater that was with us are also.
Now how packed was your theater?
It was about 75%.
Yeah, same here. We were about 75%, yeah. And there was some people. And believe me, I was the first person in the theater.
I bet.
First person in the theater. I was there, ready.
Dr. Zayas. Would Mike Sargent be able to get
I'd love early? To have interviewed Dr. Zayas. So Dr. Zayas.
Too funny. (516) 620-3602. That's the number to call. Make your pledge. WBAI right this very moment.
$35 right now.
That's right.
You can get the DGM. DGM stands for Damn Good Music.
Yes.
This is the music that you'll have that your friends will go, what is that?
Really?
What is that?
Say what?
Going into my brain there. Here's another Elvis. I've heard a whole lot of shaking. Another Elvis. Whole lot of shaking. You notice I don't know all the words.
Come on, DGM.
516-620-3602.
There you go.
DG
Summer
M
2016.
And I haven't even. This is only one of five volumes because I broke the CDs into five
into volumes. On
and
this,
so
one?
I can play. So I can play various volumes to you.
Yeah.
Various volumes to you.
I like this. I like that. That cut you were playing with that weird.
Wasn't that?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Opera singing almost.
Oh, you like this? Yeah. This is. DGM. Yeah. And I got remixes of the same track on here just to freak you out. You with that, Chris?
One more thing about the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, sir.
And Jerry's music.
Jerry's music, let me tell you, when you watch that music, I'm transported back to my childhood.
Oh my goodness.
To the first time I saw it. And I didn't get to see it in theaters. I was too young.
I saw it in the theater.
I didn't. But I got to see it in a summer program that my dad was doing at a school. Yeah. And so, when you watch that movie, the premise is still great. It's like, okay, you crash land on an alien planet. It's 2,000 years in the future. You have no idea where you are. And the music's like, and you're just like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
It's so unique and bizarre and completely takes you there. I just loved it. And then I loved how it takes that concept and then has fun with it.
Absolutely.
You know, with all the little bits of dialogue and just so many great things about it.
Another thing about the movie that was really transformative was it took its time to develop the premise so that you weren't just thrown into it immediately. You were walked slowly from a concept.
You discovered as they did.
Yes. And that was amazing.
You know,
that's great storytelling.
And I got to tell you, Charlton Heston is so arrogant.
He's so arrogant in this film. Yes.
It's amazing.
I'll tell you when you are and where you are.
Exactly. He's like, you better get a hold of that quick or you might as well be dead.
There's a bronze statue. Exactly.
You got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste? I love it.
Only
Charlton Heston.
I
can say these lines. It's just such a great movie. See it.
Okay,
Exactly.
Pledge now, 516-620-3602. All right, you ready to go some different DGM, Byron?
Absolutely. Take me on a ride. It's summertime, 2016.
It's summertime.
I always wanted them to go and look at those, you know, those big, I don't know, what do you call them? The big cross, not the crosses, the big.
Oh, X's. Where they were hung the.
You mean the scarecrows?
Yeah, the scarecrows.
Yeah.
Scarecrows?
They're huge. They're really big.
Huge, yes.
No. Here's what I always wanted to know. Okay, what I wonder, you remember in the museum, they have like this giant bird claw. Yes. What was that bird? Giant bird claw. At what point were there giant birds?
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
And how come they didn't take over? Exactly. That's what I did want to know. It's like, okay, but I loved it. I love the movie. There's so many things I love about that movie. I could see it over and over again. And if you love BAI the way we love the movie and you love Night Shift, hopefully you're still listening. If you're still listening, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. And if you're up and you're listening to WBAI, you're listening because you prefer an alternative to commercial radio, an alternative to whatever else could be on, an alternative to whatever you could be doing with your time. So that means this is an alternative, and we live in the age of choice. We live in the age of where you can choose what channel you want to watch, what kind of programming you want to watch, what kind of information you want to get, what kind of entertainment you can get on demand. So if BAI is on because you demand it at home, it's not costing you anything. Pledge, support, just like you would anything else in your life that you pay for, that you enjoy, that you bring on demand, whether it's movies on demand or your radio on demand or your cable or your internet or any of the things that are essential for you to enjoy your life. If you're listening to BAI, then it's part of the essential elements of your life. Support that element. Make a pledge. 516-620-3602. And if music is essential to you as it is to me.
DGM.
DGM. I'm going to play you some DGM right now, Byron.
Come on. Bring it. Bring it.
You ready?
Some good DGM.
Were you with that? Were you with that?
I'm ready to make a pledge.
You ready to make a pledge?
516-620-3602. Now, see, make your pledge right now. Don't miss out on these Planet of the Apes pair of tickets. That's $100. We only have two pair. So you got to act now. Now, if $100 is too much for you, you don't have a date, you want to go solo, we have a special package just for you for $50. Either one of those pledges at $50 and at $100, you still get the 90 tracks of DGM.
You don't just still get, you get them. $100. Okay, the $100 is a great deal because you're supporting BAI, you're becoming a member, you're getting the free CD, and you get a pair of tickets. A pair of tickets to see it at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, screening the theater of your choice. I'm going to tell you some of the theaters that you can see it at.
Right.
But the phone number, Byron, give it out.
516-620-3602. Pick up the phone and dial it right now. Come on. We're ready for you. Support WBAI. 99.5 FM.
You know what else is interesting?
Wow.
Were you enjoying that cut? were you with that cut there, Chris?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You like that?
That's some driving good funk on that one.
Oh, it's really good. It's really DGM.
DGM. Yeah. All right, so you know, I got to say a few things about seeing Planet of the Apes, I got to say, just to end up, because I'm going to assume the tickets are going to be gone soon. Like I said, you can email us at... Okay, you can email us at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com if you pledge $100, get the pair of tickets. But I'm going to read to you some of the theaters, but I'm going to tell you something. I seeing a movie like that with an audience is that's part of the uniqueness, because you're talking about a film that is almost 50 years old now, because it came out in 1968. They filmed it 50 years ago because they filmed it in 67, and it's 2000. So 50, it's 48 years ago. So damn near 50 years ago. And not only does it hold up, but seeing with an audience, because you could buy it on DVD or Blu-ray and have your big screen and everything, but seeing with an audience, That's a very different experience, and it reminded me of why you go to the movies. You know what I mean? Similar to going to a concert. You know, when you go to a movie, it's a shared experience. You know, and especially an old movie.
It's a concert, but
exactly.
But it's another visceral.
That's exactly. And what's fun is, especially in an old movie, it's so iconic now. That there are scenes that have been interpreted and reinterpreted and talked about and become part of the cultural iconography, you know what I mean? And there's a scene where Charlton Heston, they see that their stuff's been taken, and Charlton, the three of them get out of the water after they've discovered.
Every time I've ever seen that, I've always felt that.
Well, and there it is. Now that feeling that you've had privately watching it, like, ha ha, you realize the whole audience has.
Right.
And so that's just a moment to say that that's part of the beauty of seeing a film with an audience. What?
And what made it even more interesting was is that his character was so over the top.
Oh, my God.
In terms of just being over the top, that
he's ready, he's prepared to die.
Here he is.
Does that make you misty?
In the nude, he's playing Adonis. He's just standing there profiling.
It's funny when they first see all the other inhabitants, and he's like, he's eyeballing Nova.
Yes.
Right.
You know, he's so cocky. He's the
alpha male. He's the ultimate alpha male. He's like, I see a prehistoric babe over there. I'll be running the planet. You know, he's just so, but it's great. It's great. And he tries to help her.
Smile.
Yes. It's a classic line. You played it here in Night Shift forever.
And there's one other scene that's just so funny, because when you see it coming and happening in front of you, when you see it repeated again, the joke is still given the same reflex, and that's when the three orangutans do the monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
The three monkeys hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil.
Yes, and they do it. And you know, there's a whole story behind it. Like, the studio tried to have that scene cut out.
Right.
You know, so that's a whole thing. You know, it's interesting because, you know, one more thing about Planet of the Apes I'll just say is, and I was talking to a younger person who was asking me something. You know, not so much naive, but not realizing Planet of the Apes was the precursor to what we consider today with merchandising, you know, is a standard for, you know, any kind of big budget science fiction thing, you know. Planet of the Apes was really like the movies came, and then the sequels were an afterthought, and then they kept doing sequels, and then there were toys, and then there was a TV series, and then there was a cartoon series, you know, and then they rebooted it in 2001, but all in the 60s, Star Trek and Planet of the Apes, that was merchandising for science fiction. Those were the two dominating, they didn't call it universe then, but that's what they were. You could buy like the ape, home, Cornelius hanging, whatever. And again, so it's such a revolutionary film in that the world was so well developed and believable, and you bought into it that you wanted a piece of it. So it lent itself to merchandising, and that had never really happened before on that level. Do you agree?
What's the line, Mike? Remove those garments.
He says, those rags give off a stench that is offensive to the dignity of this court. Bailiff! Remove those rags. No, listen, I know the entire... I could do the whole film.
Once again, Adonis moment. Because think about it. He's standing there.
He shows his ass. Chuck shows his ass several times in this film.
Another Adonis moment. They keep Charlton Heston from the most subtle of opportunities.
Well, listen, you had to pay your money. And you got to get to see something. You know, you brought your girl.
It
plays into his character's ego.
But it was effective in that he was being emasculated. You know, he's forced to stand there, and you know, it really was a powerful film. It still holds up because what it had to say still stands today. You know, the whole idea of what makes you inferior. And if we've decided you're inferior, how do you get treated? And everybody justifies, that was different. We thought you were inferior, you know. And for me, I obviously as a person of color, I still relate to, you know, what's going on today with police. And every day I'm reading literally several articles of, you know, miscarriage of justice can't even describe the kinds of things that are going on and that I'm reading every day, literally. So seeing a movie like that just talks about, you know, the nature of humans and all the dialogue he says about, you know, does man still, you know, keep his neighbor's children starving? You know, he's still, it's still, these are the same problems we still face today. So,
exactly.
It's a great movie. I say,
Vera,
make your pledge.
You.
What's the phone number?
516-620.
Experimental brain surgery on these creatures is one thing.
516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Pick up the phone. Make your pledge now. 516-620-3602 for
516.
Yes, $100.
620.
You get
3602.
The full package. Over 90 tracks of DGM. We're talking good music. Summer 2016.
Summer.
You get that.
2016.
Membership into WBAI. And two tickets, a pair of tickets.
Apes.
For Planet of the Apes this Wednesday.
The original.
The original film. It's brilliant, y'all. Y'all might want to see
it. I'll tell you something in theaters.
$100.
I'll tell you something in theaters.
Get you this package and enjoy a summer 2016 journey.
Are you ready? It's playing at the Empire 25?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Right here on 42nd and 8th. I'm sorry, I got caught up in the music. All right, it's playing at the Union Square, 14th Street. It's playing at the Showplace in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Right.
It's playing in Edgewater at the Edgewater 16. It's playing in Queens. It's in College Point at the Multiplex.
Wow. Okay.
In Clifton, New Jersey. Yeah. In Montclair, New Jersey. Right. It's good for any of these. It's playing in New Rochelle at the New Rock City, 18 plus IMAX. It's playing in Paramus at the Garden State. It's playing in Yonkers at the Showcase Cinema Deluxe Ridge Hill. It's playing in Hazlitt, New Jersey. It's playing in White Plains, Farmingdale, New Brunswick, Rockaway, New Jersey, Stamford, Connecticut. We can, if you're in Connecticut, you're hearing us in the tri-state area. Okay, all of that
limited,
or in Holtsville. Is that near you, Chris? Holtsville. I don't know where you are. Holtsville, New York. I don't know where that is. Anyway, so it's playing at over 49 theaters.
Wow.
Okay, and you know, so you it's tell available. Me 2 o'clock or 7 o'clock. You can go online. You can go to fathomevents.com. Yes. And you can see the times and the place. But put it in your email where you want to go. If you make your pledge, you can go to BAI and pledge online, WBAI.org, and look for the DGM.
Or you may call 516-620-3602. Now, this is limited, folks. We only have 2 pair. Okay.
We may not.
Somebody's already purchased. Is that what it looks like?
We only have 1 pair left.
We've got 1 pair left, folks. So don't, I'm telling you, this is a bargain. $100 right now gets you tickets for this week, Wednesday, to get a chance to see the original of Planet of the Apes. Oh my gosh. And look how far and wide it's available. So $100 gets you that and over 90 tracks of DGM. Damn good music. That's right. An all-day event. Over 8 hours of music, great music, damn good music. Damn good music. Come on now. All right. So.
The minute you open the door, he goes into his act.
Well, and what do we want this morning? Do we want something? Come on, speak. Come on, speak. Do we want some sugar, old-timer? Hmm?
You could get hurt doing that, Doctor.
Oh, don't be silly. He's perfectly tame.
They're all tame until they take a chunk out of you.
Well, Bright Eyes, is our throat feeling better? It still hurts, doesn't it?
See? He keeps pretending he can talk.
That Bright Eyes is remarkable. He keeps trying to form words.
You know what they say. Human see, human do. Now what?
He seems to want something.
I'd be careful, Doctor. What'd I tell you?
Oh,
try it again and I'll break your arm! Good morning, Your Excellency.
Dr. Zayas.
Good morning, sir.
Open up, please.
I'm so glad you could come. Sir, he's over here. Bright Eyes. Show him. Go ahead, do your trick. Speak. Go on, speak again. There. Can you believe it?
Yes, amusing. A man acting like an ape.
Dr. Zayas, I could swear he's answering you.
He has a definite gift for mimicry.
Most unusual. He's using that old blanket as clothing.
Yes, another interesting point about that movie.
Yes.
There was a moment in the storytelling of this film, moments like the one we just heard, in which the actors who were performing the roles actually took a hold of believability even for themselves. You could see it in the intensity for which they were playing this, just as if apes were man and man developing its concepts.
Listen,
about
absolutely,
life.
Absolutely.
They totally.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you, I was watching Maurice Evans, who plays Dr. Zayas. I was watching him carefully throughout the film, you know, and I've watched him many times before, but he had it down. Byron. He had it down. You look at his hands and he's always doing like this ape thing with his hands. Yes. You know, I mean, they all did, especially Roddy McDowell and Kim Hunter, but Dr. Zayas method.
There's some very good
stuff out there. Right in there. Yeah. It was great. It was and completely believable.
And we come to find out, that was Rod Sterling's writing. He's him telling the story.
Oh yeah, like I said, yeah, it's definitely a Twilight Zone. But I mean, they talked about how the structure is his, and it's clearly his, because the film, there's so many foreshadowing things, which is very Twilight Zone, very Rod Sterling. Absolutely. You know, if you've seen anything he's written prior other than Twilight Zone, he's got a certain kind of structure and way he reveals. He likes to let a story reveal itself.
Yes. And you know, I always had a question about, it was so believable to me that if I actually was, you know, an astronaut and I went into the, like, I actually showed up and it was Planet of the Apes, right? Would you speak? You follow? In other words,
of course.
Would you actually speak? What would you do if you were the Charlton Heston character, knowing what we know now? You're an astronaut. You go into the future. This actually really does happen.
Listen, they'd have killed his ass right away if he spoke.
No, would you? What would you do? Would you speak?
I can't even really answer that question because there's so much context that you have to give me. Like, do I realize that they'll kill me if and they'll cut off my testicles? Do I know I'll get my testicles cut off if I talk?
See my left foot?
If I don't know, maybe I'll talk. If I know, probably not. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm saying, under the same circumstances, would you speak? In other words, you are the Charlton Heston character all the way up to the point.
Yeah, till they catch me and I'm in a net and like now I'm going back to jail.
Would you still speak?
Yes, I would. I'd be like, get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. Okay?
I did tell that.
You caught me. You caught me. Fine, you ape. Get off of me. Yes, I would.
Because if you look at the second one, you know,
well, he had help. He was like, I can't believe it. Apes. They look like they were apes with guns. And James Franciscus.
Yeah, you've only seen this movie a couple times.
Please. Franciscus is for this sequel is no Charlton Heston. He clearly was a stand-in, but he's no Charlton Heston.
No.
He's like.
No, he's not.
He had his thing that he did.
He had the look.
Wasn't he Longstreet? Yeah,
his career was so short, it was like.
Yeah, but Longstreet, he was sort of like Daredevil. Yeah. He was blind. He was a blind lawyer. Bruce Lee was on an episode.
Yeah, just That's enough to pull it out.
What's that? You don't remember Longstreet?
I totally remember Longstreet.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, that's you're all
right,
I know.
From, right. I'm curious as to, you know, did they have a lesser actor because maybe Heston said, hey, you know, I don't want anybody.
First of all, no. Here's the deal. First of all, Heston didn't really want to do it.
I know he didn't want to do it.
But he did it. You know, he was under contract or whatever the deal was. But they kept, you got to remember, each film they gave it less, unlike today, where they give the sequel more and more money because they think they'll make more and more money. They make each sequel with less and less money. You know, just hoping, you know, there's a law of diminishing returns. And so that's why they got kind of cheaper and cheaper as they went along.
So we'll get the cheap James Franciscus. Okay, damn.
Yeah, he was on loan from Longstreet. But I'm just saying, James Franciscus is not, you know, Charlton Heston, you know. But they couldn't really, you know, they're not going to afford somebody in Heston's level. And Heston was probably like, you know, whatever, he was the Brad Pitt or the George Clooney of the day. And
Burt,
you know,
Lancaster all rolled up.
Burt Lancaster. Well, he was before.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but someone, he passed the baton. Right. The pretty boy Adonis.
Well, I don't know if he was a pretty boy, but he was the leading man.
Yeah, serious. Leading man. Well, he wasn't that.
He was past his boy stage at that point.
You know, it was cast perfectly.
Yeah. 516-620-3602. Make your pledge right now. Mike, has that other pair of tickets gone? Because we were down to just the last one. Check on it, because I mean, if people can't get it, they can get the DGM for only $35. You get the full DGM Summertime 2016 package. I'm telling you, over 90 tracks. That's over 8 hours of constantly DGM damn good music. $35. That's all it takes. Anybody get the other tickets yet? It's still open?
Still open. They still open. If they have, they haven't let me know yet. So
okay.
Call now.
That's a $100 pledge.
516.
You get the
2-620-2-3602.
Plus.
Or just pledge $35 for DGM. You can get over 80 tracks. Everything you've been listening to. Byron, you had some Life is Like Science
Fiction. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. This is from the Science Daily. This is, oh, my goodness, this is just like a couple days ago.
Yes.
Okay. New remote-controlled micro-robots.
Remote-controlled micro-robots.
That's right. Micro-robots.
Talk to
medical
me.
Medical operations.
Talk to me.
All right. Scientists
micro-robots.
Have developed a new method for building micro-robots that could be used in the body to deliver drugs and perform other medical operations.
So they're like mules or dealers?
I would say they're nano doctors. Nano doctors. Who are robots. Right. I don't know. Oh, okay. Here's the full story here. These are scientists at EPL and ETHZ have developed a new method for building, micro robots that could be used in the body to deliver drugs and perform other medical operations. So for the past few years, scientists have around the world been studying ways to use miniature robots to better treat a variety of diseases and diagnoses. Now, the robots are designed to enter the human body where they can deliver drugs at specific locations or perform precise operations like clearing a clogged up arteries.
Wow, they can send a robot into your body to clear up that artery.
Clear up the artery.
So you don't need the heart surgery. Just send the robot, micro robot.
Yes.
Wow. All right, keep going. Tell me that's not fantastic.
Now this is
that's like McCoy should have that.
Yes, by replacing invasive, often complicated surgery, they could optimize medicine. Now the thing that gets me is that because they have to be they have to be organic.
No, rebreeding. I want to know if they have to be organic. Go ahead. Okay. Talk to me.
Because they got to pass this through their system some kind of way.
Keep reading, son.
All right. Here we go. Okay.
Read to us, buddy.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Now, what they've done now is scientists, Salman Sabar, I think that's his name, teamed up with this Mr. Hen-Win Wong and Brady Nelson at...
a team of scientists.
Yeah, got together to develop a simple and very versatile method for building such...
Get tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio.
Such bio-inspired robots and equipping them with advanced features.
Bio-inspired robots.
So they also created a platform for testing several robot designs and studying different modes of locomotion. Now, their work published in Nature Communications produced complex, reconfigurable micro-robots that can be manufactured with high...
Complex, reconfigurable...
That's right.
With high throughput.
So that means that they can accomplish a lot. They
complex, reconfigurable.
That's right.
Micro robots.
They built an integrated manipulation platform that can remotely control the robot's mobility with electromagnetic fields and cause them to shape shift.
This is science fiction.
And cause them to shape shift.
Shape shifting micro robots in your body.
Heat.
No!
Yes.
No.
It just said, you heard me say
it isn't so.
It is so. Injecting a heat-seeking, surgically...
Keep reading. Because I want to know how you get these out, like you said. Keep going.
Well, unlike conventional robots, these micro robots are soft, flexible, and motorless. They are made...
flexible, micro robots.
And motorless. Because they
How the hell is that possible?
Because they are made, like I was implicated.
This is
They are made of biocompatible
sorcery.
Hydrogel and magnetic nanoparticles.
Wait, back up. Say that again.
You want to hear that one more time?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I want to take that in.
They are built an integrated, manipulated platform that can remotely control the robot's mobility with electromagnetic fields and cause them to shapeshift using heat.
All right, no, I didn't need all of the next part. That's what I want to hear.
Well, unlike the conventional methods, these micro robots are soft, flexible, and motorless. They are made of biocompatible hydrogel and magnetic nanoparticles.
That's what I wanted to hear again. They are made of what? Read that to me again.
That's
one more
right.
time.
They
slow it down.
They are made of,
give it to me word by word. I want to take this in.
Biocompatible
hydrogel
and magnetic nanoparticles.
And magnetic
participle.
Nanoparticles.
That's right. These nanoparticles have two functions.
Nanoparticles.
They give the micro robots their shape during the manufacturing process and make them move and swim when an electromagnetic field is applied. So they're pushing them along with some kind of technology that can is like a repelling magnetic force.
Nanoparticles.
So it's like they're moving it with a sonar, probably a sonar gun like effect that can move the
with
particle
heat.
With heat. That's right.
With heat.
You trace it while.
So it goes in your body, and they take like some sort of wand,
yeah,
and make it move through,
yes,
your body.
That's exactly.
And hope
it
does what they want.
Now, building one of these micro robots involves several steps. First, the nanoparticles are placed inside layers of a biocompatible hydrogel.
Nanoparticles.
So they're laying in some kind of gel.
A gel to hold the nanoparticles.
Yes, to hold it.
Nanoparticles,
which makes it soft to be in your injected into your body because now it's protected by some kind of gel. I mean, that's what it's implying. Am I missing something here?
You know, I don't know. I'm missing something.
So put a little KY jelly on it.
Just because we can doesn't mean we should. All right, go ahead, please.
Then electromagnetic field is applied to orientate the nanoparticles at different parts of the robot, followed by polymerization.
Polymerization.
Yeah, polymerization step to solidify the hydrogel. So basically the heat is solidifying the hydrogel.
The hydrogel.
Making it a bio kind of pill that can float throughout your body.
Solidify.
After this, the robot is placed in water.
Keep going, Byron.
It's placed in water wherein the specific ways, depending on the orientation of the nanoparticles inside the gel, to form the final overall 3D architecture of the micro robot. So what it's saying is the injection of whatever they're injecting into the nanoparticles.
The nanoparticles.
Allows it to activate and be activated.
Activate the nanoparticles.
Yeah. See, once the final shape is achieved,
nanoparticles.
An electromagnetic field is used to make the robot swim.
Make the robot swim.
Right. Then
there it is. We are dealing in abstracts.
Then when heated, yes, when you heat this sucker, the robot changes shape.
When you heat the nanoparticles.
Yes, the nanoparticles. The heat changes shape and unfolds. This
unfolding
fabrication approach allowed the researchers to build micro robots that mimic the bacterium that causes African trypanosomiasis.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to say that again.
No, please don't. Otherwise known as sleeping sickness. Whoa. Yes. Now, this particular bacterium uses a flagellum for propulsion.
A flagellum?
Yes. That's what it says.
A flagellum. What is the origin of that word?
I think it's a two-part Latin derivation for propulsion, but hope, but
I love Byron, even if you don't have an answer yet. So I think I think it's probably a two-part Latin derivation. That is my considered opinion as a linguist.
Well, certainly the last part of it.
Byron, you gotta love Byron. You gotta love Byron. That's why you love Byron. Okay.
All right. So
bring Byron in. Byron.
Bring the ship closer. Go ahead, Byron.
All right. Anyway, our new production methods lets us test an array of shapes and combinations to obtain the best motion compatibility for a given task. Now, for instance, our research also provides valuable insight into how bacteria move inside the human body and adapt to changes in their microenvironment. So what this robot can do is disrupt the environment for which the virus
but also mimic the yes. Various biological material within your body and see how our body works better. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much so.
Okay.
And also it can act as a cleanser at some point, I guess, if it's going to wipe it out.
Yeah, I can. Quite a cleanser. I'm going to go get a nanoparticle cleanser.
This is a little deeper than a
I'm going to get my nanoparticle
colonoscopy, cleanser. Folks.
What about you? No, I go for the micro robots, but only for my colon.
The above is reprinted from materials provided by
your colon is never cleaner than with nanoparticles.
The Lucine. So this is, I think this was funded in Switzerland somewhere. Anyway, this was just recently published. So there you have it.
Of course it was. How old could this be? How old could this technology possibly be?
Would you believe July 22nd, 2016?
Okay, thank you. Thank the maker. So, Chris, okay. Tell me that's not fantastic.
Wow.
That reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit, Colon Blow.
What?
You know?
I don't know the skit.
It reminds me of the skit. It was called Colon Blow. Everybody needs colon blow, and then you take colon blow.
It's a colonoscopy joke.
Yeah, colon blow, Mike. Yeah, yes. You ever drink colon blow?
Colon cleaner joke. Yes. No.
Yeah, you never drank colon blow when we.
No,
drink
I never. I didn't know there was such a thing.
It explodes out of you into the toilet. Colon blow.
That's really, you know. TMI, but no, I didn't know. But I can imagine. I mean, I assume that that's what colon cleanser does.
I prefer coffee.
Mike, that's a name for a good name what? For a band.
Which?
Colon Blow.
Colon Blow, yes. Colon Blow. Yeah, but no, Max gave me one earlier.
I know, that's what I say.
I put it up on the...
I've spoken to you enough, Mike, to know that every once in a while I've talked to you and you could use some colon blow.
Thank you. Well, you know, talking to you... is like colon blow. All right, so you are to the listeners sponsored radio.
You talk to Mike. He's been on the toilet.
WBAI.
Right?
I'm trying not to remember those moments.
This is what he pictures. He's like, hey, are you in the toilet? No, I'm on my desk. What's your problem?
Remember those moments.
Anyway, the phone number here, the phone number for the pledge, if you want the DGM.
516-620-3602.
Exactly. Imagine someone on the toilet. He's like, hey, so where are you right now? I'm walking down the street. Are you in the toilet?
Yeah, no, you're in
no
the toilet.
I'm walking down the street. It's like, all right.
Where are
516.
Do you have the toilet with you?
Exactly. It's attached to my ass. I'm walking down the street with. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
516-620-3602.
Yeah. Oh, man.
$35 pledge.
If you drank colon blow, you'd be in the toilet. I swear you.
I think I would. I'd be like, you know, where's the porta potty? Five one six six two zero three six zero two, or you can go online. You can go to WBAI.org, and it'll show you ways to donate. And then you can find. I'm gonna put the page. Actually, I'm gonna put it up on the Night Shift Facebook page,
okay.
Where you can just pledge and get your DGM. That's what I'm gonna do right now.
Now that's $35.
$35. Okay. That's right.
516-620-3602. Now for $35, you get over 80 tracks of DGM. Now you know what
you've
DGM?
Been listening to it. You've damn been listening to it. Good the music. Damn good music you've been listening to all this morning.
Over 8 hours of material, all day kind of music. It's the best of summer 2016 right there in your ear, on your tape, on your disc, on your iPad. Even better, you need some theme music. Well, how about over 8 hours of DGM? Damn good music. Wow. I like the choices, Mike. Very good choices.
I'm going to put this up on the Night Shift Facebook page right now, how you can get your DGM 2016 summer collection for free with a $35 pledge. I'm going to put this up on the Night Shift. You can go to the Night Shift Facebook page, which is NITESHIFT. That's Night Shift. And if you go to us on Facebook, if you've got Facebook, you can see what it is right there. And I'm going to show you the art, Byron. You want to see the art?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to show it to Byron. Chris, can you see it?
Yes, I can see it.
There you go.
You know, I know it's going to make fun.
Ah, nice.
But on a serious note.
Yeah. Talk to me. I like serious.
It's really amazing, this technology and how many things.
Beautiful.
Something to do in the scientific community, in the medical community. How many things are just coming, being invented, and it's just a fascinating time that we're living in. And the unfortunate thing is, if we could live another 20 years, some of this technology could catch up to the reality of our existence. Make these incredible technologies available to everyone. Because it would be great, you know, where you have these microorganism computer, nano computer. This body. Basically, that's what we're talking about, right, Byron?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're injecting something that is a microbiotic pill that would float through your system to do what it has to do.
Open up the arteries for you.
Do what it has to do as a
just so
principle.
Surreal.
Of,
it's surreal. Yeah.
Of good medicine, and then what goes in has to come out some kind of way. So what are the side effects? Because so often now side effects outweigh the benefits of taking the pill. What do you want that now?
Exactly.
And then down the road you're like suffering from 90 other things that as a result of this one pill trying to solve that
one
problem.
No, come on, it's just going
to
go through you and open up some arteries and get out. That's all.
That's all it's going to do?
Ain't no thing, but
well, where does it come out?
Ain't, wherever it comes out, it's out, it's done. It come out like in Fantastic Voyage. It'll come out when you cry. You cry it out.
Okay, you have to cry to get it out of your system.
I mean, you know,
that's not a bad idea. Well, I mean, that's very safe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like, I want something coming out of my eyes.
Yeah, right.
No, I'd rather poop it out. Sorry. Oh. Sorry. You know, I mean, I don't know how you get rid of the nanoparticles.
They encase the...
Maybe they wrap... Their final mission is to go to your stomach.
Well, remember they...
And be dissolved by your stomach acid.
One of the things that you have to remember is that the technology that
robot
they're using is that the nano...
Mission.
Kind of self-bio...
Maybe it stays there.
Biopropelled.
It fixes other stuff.
It does indeed, but it's also encased in a kind of gel that they have created.
Well, the gel, I thought the gel was to get it in there.
Well, yeah, but I think it's also protecting it with respect to the
is
heat.
Is this your extrapolation on the theories,
yeah,
Byron?
Yeah, so, because they
this
said
is what
it
you
was
think
driven,
is going to happen?
They said it was driven by heat, so the gel...
But Dr. Byron...
Would have to protect the cooling of the...
But Dr. Byron...
Pill... And the nanotechnology.
You know, it is amazing because a friend of mine that's on dialysis, they're coming out, they've come out with new types of, I guess the solution that cleanses your blood.
That's interesting. If this could cleanse your blood, that'd be interesting.
I think it
probably
can do a lot.
Well, no, it can open our arteries. It can't cleanse your blood yet. Maybe it could turn into like a webbing.
Well, what if it's a carrier for medicine?
Nanoparticle webbing that cleanses your arteries, acts like a filter. Yes. And then when it's captured enough the toxins in your blood, it'll turn into a ball and then, you know, you cry it out.
Well, one of the things that the technology allows is that once the nano portion of it is in a place where it's infected, it can deliver a very concentrated effort of medicine to try to combat whatever is causing the problem in that particular area. And also, I think that's the critical part of what this technology is trying to advance. Hopefully it will advance, because that is brilliant. That's brilliant technology.
It's amazing. No, yeah, I agree. It is amazing. It's life is like science fiction. Yeah, I mean, totally. You know, I picture McCoy talking, well, we're going to put the little bots in him. He'll be good in like
right.
5 minutes.
Well, as I was telling you about the dialysis, so my friend that's on dialysis now, he's gone to a different clinic, and they're using a less invasive type of, I'm not sure what the solution is, but like a saline solution now that cleanses blood. It's an hour or two less time on the machine. And then he's able to get the machine and have it at his house. And be able to dialyze at his house and not have to go to a clinic anymore.
That's nice.
And this is where things are progressing to. So that he could have a little bit more
fuller
of a normal
life.
And spend less time, you know, as an outpatient clinic situation.
Right.
And it's fascinating. But this company that's been doing this, it's only in so many cities right now. You know, like they're not even able to catch up to, they're not even in the state of Utah, because he was talking about, having to maybe move to Utah, and this company isn't there yet, but they just moved into Georgia. As a matter of fact, this company is now available and making this program available in the state of Georgia. So it's just really interesting, with the way the world is now. We're going to just see so many breakthroughs. It's going to be unbelievable.
You're absolutely right, Chris. The period for which we're about to go through out the galaxy and the universe itself is a period of adjustment and re-engaging back to the core principles of the theory itself. I mean, the theory of life and how truth, wisdom, I mean, there's a point at which with all the world that we live in right now is filled with a lot of deception and darkness. It's being revealed, the darkness and the deception is being revealed, so that we can really, really, as human beings, appreciate the fullness of what life is really all about, as opposed to always wanting to fight something,
Fix right now?
Yes. I mean, there's an adjustment in the world. There's an adjustment. And look at all the events that are happening.
Is the Republican Trump going to turn into a newt?
No. You would wish, but it's not going to happen. You can make him become a newt by reducing him to meaning nothing, because that's what he is all
about.
Yeah,
but people, you know, there are a lot of people who don't like Hillary who would vote for Trump just to not, and that's foolish.
And
let me ask you a question, Brian. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Political question.
Okay.
We'll have one political question for the night, because we do have to raise money. And the phone number here is 506-620.
Well, I'm going to interject something. Let me interject this first before you do the political thing.
Okay.
What I was going to say is, you know, and I watch a lot of these broadcasts of coverage of all the both conventions. The other one just started tonight. And I will say that I want to just tell everyone that's listening tonight that I was very inspired that we are all a community, and we are all dependent on each other, and we are all part of this microcosm, macrocosm of humanity. And I really want to emphasize that this station is so vital and so important and so close to not being around anymore. And I always say this, but this is really, really the truth. And if you can help in any way and become part of this support system that you feel that you want to have around and that you feel is vital and is important and is a voice. We need your help. We need your help tonight.
516.
Yeah, the phone number, Byron, is
516-620-3602. Once again, that number to dial, 516-620-3602. Dial right now. Make a pledge.
For this pledge, you will get 90 cuts. How many hours is it, Mike? About 4.5 hours? 8 hours, you said. 8 hours of music, right?
Almost 8 hours.
Well, please. Support this station, support this show, support Mike, Byron, myself, Lena, Joe, everyone that does the show, all the mystery guests. Be a part of something important. That's what I've been getting from the last 2 weeks. We all have to come together and we have to stand strong. We are only affected. Let's all come together tonight. Do something. Show your support. Care.
DGM, you gotta get the DGM. Were you with that?
Wow. The bass line in that piece is absolutely brilliant.
It is.
Oh my god.
Chris, were you with that track too?
Oh, it's awesome.
it's just damn good music. Okay.
That's what it's
make
all
a pledge.
About. That's right.
Make a pledge. Go to WBAI.org and make a pledge right now, get your DGM, or go to the Night Shift page right now and you can see. You can click right on the link, make a $35 pledge, and this music is yours. But here's a political question.
Yes.
You know, I heard about all that, you know, that they released this information and that the Democrats had already decided they were going to go with Hillary before, you know, the vote. And it was rigged. Like, we didn't know that. And Bernie got up and, you know, got booed, even when he was supposedly pledging support to Hillary, but he pushed for the woman who's in charge of the Congress to resign, and she resigned. And so here's my question, Ibarra. You're with all of this. You knew all this, correct?
What's the question?
Okay, the question is, how does him pushing for possible, people stepping down and pushing for this woman to how will this help the country, and how will this help Bernie? That's my question.
Okay.
And the final question is, does it affect who's going to be nominated as the Democratic nominee?
Okay.
Okay, so how does it help? That's what I want to know.
First and foremost, I'm going to go history here because it's, I think what's...
You're going to answer my question, though.
Absolutely.
Specifically answer my question.
Specifically. I'm going to go right to the very core.
I'm going to go out on a limb with you, Byron. But you got to bring me back to the tree, okay?
I will. Okay. First and foremost, the foundation of this country has and always since its inception was based upon one factor of being able to grow as a nation, and that was its economy. It based its economy in two forms of what happened almost like simultaneously exploding together. One was the Industrial Revolution, and the other one was the agrarian development of either textile, which was cotton, or plantation, which could have been banana, pineapple, sugarcane, rice. Okay, but the notion of capitalism was based upon slave or indentured servitude labor. Remember, many of the colonies that came and got started had indentured servitude.
All right, I'm with you on all this. I agree with you. You got to make your point, though. You got to come and answer my question. I get it. This country was built on free labor. This is well known to any person of color.
So many years of that, it has impacted in everything that this nation has developed along those philosophies. So basically, and it comes down to another simple factor, because you have to follow the history of the notion of the country itself. And the biggest problem is right now, perceptionally, is Washington, D.C. itself. And the reason being, it's not just politics. The reason being is because it's in total diametrically to the concept of the United States being a democracy, equal for everyone. Now, Washington, D.C. is between 70 to 85% black as a city. Washington, D.C. is still a plantation. You have the White House, and it doesn't matter what race the person who sits in the White House, black or white, because the portion of which most of America does not understand or comprehend is that the city itself, which calls the most powerful city in the world, is in itself nothing more than a plantation. So with 70 to 85% of the city being black and people of color, Congress has complete control of that city and has for quite some time, since its inception, since Benjamin Banneker designed the city. He was the architect for the city, an African American, by the way. And because of this framework, and because even today, 2016, Washington, D.C. has no voting representation in the Senate or the Congress. So you have your nation's capital as a symbol of a plantation where many, many black people live around the city. And no matter who's in the White House, it comes back to this concept of racism and based on servitude and cheap labor and slavery. So this is what we're being confronted with as a global community, but in particular this election, and it comes down to who is going to be the defender of the Constitution and the laws that says that racism, bigotry, hatred, and all those things that go with it is unconstitutional and illegal. It is time to put a stop.
Byron, answer my question. You got to answer my question. You're going on a tangent here. I got all your context. I just need you to answer that question. You're telling me everything I already know. Yeah, and I agree with everything you said.
But it comes back to you're not giving me an answer and a perception.
Right. I got the principle. Answer the question now. You've laid the groundwork. Answer the question.
And because of
how is this helping the country?
Because of the roots of that, what's been missing is an education about our civic responsibility based on the founding fathers of this country. So that's why I had to tell the pre-story so I can get to the story, which is understanding the root of the cause of the problem is rooted back in the early beginning, so that now that the decisions that are being made is to make sure government works. Works for the people, by the people. It's one man, one vote. And when you get to start to selling out that principle to corporations who want to buy the votes, who want to manipulate the votes, then you have a big problem because democracy is not working anymore. And so the frustration is on both sides because the far right is saying, well, you're not paying attention to me and I'm getting screwed because I got to give up some of my stuff. And the people on the left side, they come to this meeting of minds. And they ultimately, right now, are being conflicted with how to overcome.
Byron, you're giving me a setup. You haven't given me an answer. Right. I want to know, how do you feel forcing these people to step down and exposing this corruption and demanding these people resign, how is that going to, A, help the country, and B, help Bernie, and then C, finally, how does this change anything in terms of the Democratic nominee?
Bernie's speech tonight was immaculate. It was very.
That's not what I'm asking.
Well, you asked me.
I'm asking not about the speech. No, I'm not asking about a speech.
Because you have to.
Talk to me. All right. You're gonna take me in context with no answer. I'm gonna kill you.
There's 21,000 people in that arena who are witnessing what's going on. Live, but it's the,
Byron,
the rest of the world.
Don't keep telling me what I already know.
Well, still talking, you want to know
you
how it's going to
work. Answer my question now.
Yeah, because here's how it makes it going to be fixed and make it work. You have to understand in order to make the adjustment to make
so,
it work.
So, in other words, the 10 minutes out. So, you feel getting these people to resign will help fix things. Is that what you believe?
I have to because it's happening. If I want to stop it, what makes the difference? Because now it's taking that step toward it. Now assess it from there. Because if you want to go back and try and fix it from where the mistake was made, you're just wasting your time and energy. Move forward. Go beyond that moment because at that point,
you're
fighting the wrong fight.
So
you got
to
fight a better fight.
Just to make sure I'm understanding your long-winded answer.
Yes.
Are you saying that you feel that this is going to...
I said it would help, yes.
You said it... No, I didn't ask would it help. I said, how would it help? And so you're saying... No, you didn't. But I'm going to repeat back to you what my understanding of what you said is. So you feel this will help fix the government.
Morally fix what's wrong.
Will fix what's morally wrong. Yeah. Second question then. How do you feel this will help?
Legally fix what's wrong.
Okay, I don't think it's going to fix it, but
you have to rely upon the
legal. I don't want to debate that. I want your answer. I'm not going
to
debate your answer. I'm not
going
to debate your answer.
It ain't going to get fixed.
Second question. Yes. How do you feel that him pushing for these things is going to help him?
Because in understanding how Washington, D.C. works, which most people don't, is that it is a city only made up of power. Power begets more power. And these people, Bernie Sanders is a senator. He's been there for a while, done that. And at the point at which, as the Democratic presumptive candidate until Thursday when it's all done and sealed up, which is all very good, is that now Bernie has brokered his way into the hall in which makes the decision. He's already gotten and won platform procedural matters
on the floor. So he wants to get some of his...
he's getting it.
Okay.
They're making compromise. The whole theme of their idea is to come out swinging together.
I'm asking your opinion.
Yeah.
All right. And the third question is this going to affect at all Hillary being elected?
Yes.
How so?
Because at the point at which what has to be shown to the world...
You think it can change?
Listen to the numbers. I'm going to just give it to you by the numbers, and then I'll tell you why it's going to change ethically. The numbers suggest that, as Bernie suggested, 14 million people voted for him in this primary season. The others voted for Hillary. Now, I'm going to just do the simple math. How many people voted for Trump, and he's claiming he's gotten more Republican voters than the Republican Party has ever gotten in the last two elections?
He's a pathological liar, sir. It doesn't matter what he says.
No, even if you go with his numbers, he got only 12 million votes. So I'll let you do the numbers. 14 million Bernie votes and the rest Hillary Clinton. And she got more than him. So Byron, and so here's the
I'm
deal.
I'm with you. Okay, here's talk to me. Deal. Give me the deal. Give here's me the deal. Deal me in. Deal me
you
in.
You have to understand you have the control to make the change happen, and not just happen gradually, but to happen immediately. You are in control of your votes. Go to the polls and vote.
Byron.
Because at the point at which you have the numbers, you have Byron. Latinos, Byron. Asians,
Byron. Byron. Hispanic. Step off the soapbox for a second and answer my question.
My
question is, how will this change the presumptive? It's not going to change her. She's still going to be the nominee.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Now,
We'll know after Thursday.
I have one
count.
Final question.
Yes.
And then I'll go to Chris.
Go ahead.
And my final question is,
yes.
Do you, I think Elena, who I gave the number to, is down there buzzing because for whatever reason she doesn't have the number. Anyway, Byron.
Yes.
Okay, here's the question.
Talk to me.
Do you feel that whatever help it's going to do with government changing, help Bernie with his agenda?
Yes.
Do you think it's going to very much help the Republicans?
I think it'll help bury them.
No. Do you think this whole move and all that's been revealed about what the Democrats are doing, all right, so you don't think it's going to help them win?
No, the GOP are in such big trouble. I just tried to give you the numbers routine.
I don't want them by numbers. I just want your opinion.
I just gave you my opinion.
Well, you don't have to qualify.
Don't have to qualify with
you
the numbers?
Don't, Byron. Okay, is that all opinion. I had to say?
Yes.
That's you would have just, Byron, just give me your answer.
Here's the answer.
Unqualified.
The high end door number three is this.
All right, so the question is, no, go to door number three because you haven't even opened door number one, Byron. The question I have, the last question is,
okay.
Do you feel this is going to help the Republicans, or do you feel it's going to hurt them? The Democrats revealing all this corruption behind the scenes. You don't think this will help them?
The one thing that's not going to be...
That's a yes or no question.
Yes, I think it will hurt...
Or hurt them, you think?
The GOP. And hurt them tremendously, because what they have to show is the coalitions that in numbers alone can defeat the GOP. Because I was trying to finish my theory, is that Trump only got 12 million votes. He says that's the most any Republican has ever gotten in any of the preliminaries trying to get to be who's the candidate. With Bernie Sanders told us tonight on national television that he got 14 million. Bernie got 14 million. So if you put his 14 million and Hillary had more than Bernie, let's just say she had 16. All right, I give you the numbers. There's not enough Republicans to elect, theoretically, there are not enough Republicans to elect a Trump. Even with his own core supporters never leaving the camp and staying with him, and you're going to tell me you get 70 more percent of the vote to overturn the combined Hillary. Because at that point, I'm like, I'm trying to understand.
You feel the Republicans are
of statistical analysis.
Who,
so that
my
you
context?
Can, well, I'm not talking about the world. Oh. The world's context of statistical analysis that says that he can't win.
All right. That's not what I'm asking, though. But
see,
okay.
So at that point,
so you feel it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You kick him out. You kick the Republicans and the governor.
Kick
Trump and his
crew. Well, you're not going to kick him out.
Back to where they belong. And you kick out the Senate and the Congress. I'm talking about a coup d'etat by voting to overthrow the already GOP-led Senate and House, send those guys home, put in some brand new people, because most of them are up for re-election, send them back out, vote.
Send them back on assignment.
That's right. Send them back on assignment, because we have the coalition numbers alone say we have enough votes to take over both the House, the Senate, and the presidency. So I say don't stop.
All right, I'm not debating any of that. So
you want change to happen? That's how you're going to make the change
happen. I'm not debating
any
of that, Byron. You're on a whole other tangent. But now, Chris, the same three questions to you. What's your
Was I consistent?
You are consistent for 20 years.
Last question.
Yeah, okay. You can answer that. Whatever question you want to answer.
Ask it again so I have it in context.
Is everything that happened and what Bernie's doing and what he's pushing for, A, how do you feel it will help America? B, how do you feel it will help Bernie? And C, do you think it really matters in regards to...
So what Bernie did was he introduced two main platforms which Hillary had to adopt in their deal making. His platform was the $15 minimum wage and also free college tuition for any kid with a parent earning less than $120,000 a year. So those two things he said tonight, which she has come up with a plan and has adopted that platform, and that's going to be one of the platforms the Democratic Party is going to push for and implement. There's two more things he also introduced about something with the Affordable Care Act. And I can't remember the other two points. So there's about four things that he got. What happened was this information was leaked by supposedly WikiLeaks through, they're saying that the Russians supposedly had infiltrated the email account of the DMC for over a year. They also feel there's going to be more emails that are going to come out as a result of this. Has it been, is it going to have a detrimental effect on the Democratic Party? We have to wait and see over the next couple of days. But it has had an effect on the Republicans, because Republican numbers supposedly have gone up since this information has come out against Hillary with the DMC and all that. The head of the Democratic Party, she resigned. Donna Brazile took over and apologized to Bernie Sanders as a result of this information that revealed that they were, the Democratic Party was never for Bernie at all and were completely for Hillary, which is kind of a, if this is all true, it doesn't shade well for a democracy and allowing the free election, the free primary election to happen between Hillary and Bernie. But that being said, Bernie's just not seems to be too concerned about. So did I answer the two questions, Mike? And then, hello? Can't hear.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can. Go ahead.
Yeah. We're here.
All right.
So two, that's answer, answer two that's of the questions.
The question. Yeah, two of the questions.
Yeah. Okay, right. So the third one was?
Well, do you think it's going to change anything? It's still going to be Hillary, isn't it?
Well... she has to, as Byron has pointed out, she has to garner a certain amount of Bernie's votes in order to win. Basically, it comes down
I'm not talking about winning. I'm just talking about the nominee. State. The nominee.
Oh, she's already going to be the nominee. That's all. That's all said and done. Bernie pretty much conceded, and this afternoon, my last question, he was doing what you're talking about being booed is this afternoon, it was mm-hmm. a Bernie rally, mm-hmm. and they booed him when he mentioned that, mm-hmm. you know, Hillary was pretty much exactly. going to be the candidate that he was backing, and that that's where the booing thing came in, which right. has never really happened at a Bernie, you know, a rally, so to speak.
Well, that was my context to give everything all that's going on.
Yeah.
So my last question to you is, do you think this whole scenario is going to help the Republicans? That's my question.
Depending upon how much more information gets revealed, it's a wait and see. But if they've been tracking the emails for over a year, there could be some issues that other things could come up in light. I don't know what they would be on other people, some other dirt, things that may have been said in emails. And as a result of that, yes, then that could hurt the Democratic Party. And the election of Hillary.
No, I'm not talking about hurting them. I'm talking about helping the Republicans.
Yes, it could definitely help the Republican Party. I will say this, though. If you took the convention just tonight and Obama, Bernie, Byron, help.
We lost him.
You were breaking up. Byron, help you. What can we help
Byron,
you
look, a miracle has happened.
Yes.
What is that in front of you? Turn the microphone to
Oh, my goodness. It's not. Yes. Wait a minute.
Is that Elena?
Gosh, it's Elena.
Elena.
Yes, I finally made the code.
You finally made the code. Boy, so what happened with you, Elena? You couldn't get through. You were blocked. Somehow.
They didn't like me.
They didn't like you.
The code. No. The nano codes did not.
The nano codes.
She was part of the Democratic Party.
She missed all of it. Well, Byron. Yeah, we're gonna try and call Chris back, but I do have a. You have a second story there?
No, that's the only story you gave me.
Oh, okay. I didn't give you this one. No. Check this out. And then I have a couple for Elena, okay, too.
All right. Well, good.
And you're tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. And if you're liking the music that you've been hearing, that's the DGM. We're giving it away. $35 pledge. You get free this DGM with all kinds, over 90 tracks of music. If you've been enjoying all the music all morning, that's what you get. Only $35. We send it to you free. Then you can learn who all these artists are and go out and support them on your own. 516-620-3602. Make a pledge. Or go online, WBAI.org, and you'll show all the ways. Or just go to the, you know what, go to the Night Shift Facebook page, NITESHIFT, and you'll see
because
place
you can
to
get
click
it
right there.
Electronically, or...
Well, you can, but I just want people to pledge. Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit rabbit.
By the way, I did want to say, I have a story here, Brian, that just is too bizarre. And Elaine, you might appreciate this. This is about the giant green foam bubbling up through the streets in Utah. Did you hear about this?
I think I have, but I mean, read.
Okay, it says here. This month,
like my underwear.
This month has brought flora trouble. Chris, did you come back? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Chris,
can you hear me?
Hey, you say hello to Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Oh, okay. Hi, Chris.
All right, this month... What's that?
My point. I didn't finish my point. It's over. That's it. I'm cut off. What happened?
Oh, I don't know. You were going on for a while. What's your point?
I was going on for a while. Byron went on for 20 minutes.
Byron. You can't help it. He can't get to... You say Byron, talk, and he gets on the soapbox. All right, you want to finish your point? Go ahead. We'll talk about the green foam.
Who was the one... You can talk about your green slime in a second. Byron, the one black guy that talked, that was the one that was the vice president, possible. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, Corey.
Corey.
Yeah, Corey. Right.
Anyway, let me just finish this one thing.
Yes.
Take 30 seconds. So if you just, and I, it'll be interesting to see, and I want everyone to watch the rest of the weeks of the convention this whole week, because the speeches have been, just from tonight alone, were phenomenal.
They were.
And
they were
inspirational.
Oh,
and if you just take what was...
They weren't filled with fear and hate?
No, they were incredible.
No, if you take what was just done tonight, wow. That is wow. And it's a slam dunk.
See, that's Chris, you're right, because see, Mike, that's the answer. The answer to your major question is, yes, this event this evening. And Chris is right. Thank you, Chris, for bringing us back to the point at which it really was an awesome display of a kind of hope and desire to make the future better by making it change and making change better. And so it's like at that point, you're like, okay, you know what? It's really possible. They're selling it because they believe it better than the Republicans showed us whatever they were trying to believe. And that's what it comes down to. And Chris, you're right. That I think the message that comes out from them is a far better positive message that the world is envisioning right now, as opposed to gloom and doom, which it is indeed in some bad straits. Let's not be play games with it. Yes, there's some really not good things happening. But as the Republicans try to paint it, it's only going to be fixed by the efforts of pretty much one person as a businessman, and then letting somebody else.
And that's why I'm saying how vital the station is. Please support it. Right. Please keep this station here. No, because there's a long road ahead. And November 8th, Election Day, I think it's November 8th, yeah. Right? Or November 7th, November 8th, is going to be one of the most incredible days of all of our lives, right? Because there's going to be a lot at stake, and there's a lot of diversity and a lot of just a lot of anger and a lot of hate going on out in the world, and we got to find where the solution is, and it's going to happen on that day.
But Chris, there is no such economy. I mean, I don't agree with either of you, and I respect both of you, but there is never going to be peace, ever. That's not in our DNA. There's not never going to be that way. What we need to do is to deal with it in a capacity that warrants what we know is to be true, and stop denying and saying pretty speeches and things that like are dynamic and like will win votes. Because in the end of the game and the end of the day, you go back and you'll see the theater curtains all around, Hillary Clinton and all her supporters, and you'll see that that's all a game. They don't mean any of it, and you're never going to achieve what they're saying they think you can achieve. The one thing that Republicans do is just say, this is a, pile of what, and let's just deal with it in that perspective.
So you're a Trump supporter?
I'm not a Trump supporter, but it's a very, very negative choice that we have facing us. And I'm not going to say that I would prefer one or the other. That's not what this radio show is about necessarily.
But Elena, you see, here's the thing. We have to have, I side with Byron, we have to have hope. If we don't at least have hope and don't at least believe that the possibility is there that things can change for the better, then how would we have ever gotten to where we are?
Hope is a word. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but hope is a word. It's a Pollyanna word. But hope is only achieved by taking one step up.
Right,
up,
but
up.
But this is the process. I mean,
but hold on. Let me bring it back to the show, because I definitely don't want to debate politics here. And if your hope is for WBAI to survive,
exactly.
If your hope is for free speech radio to continue, if your hope is to have this music for your very own, then you need to call 516-620-3602.
DGM.
Damn!
Good music.
Dancer. You were that DJ.
Wow. You must play. Oh,
even Elena liked it. Even Elena liked it.
Mike, that was some I'm boogieing really down DJ, with my repugnant thing.
All right, so I'm going to play.
I'm going to give you the number one more time, Mike.
You got the number.
I didn't mean to interrupt. 516-620-3602.
That's
and
right.
You can have this music. What do you think, Byron?
DGM.
Think?
$35 gets you.
Good grief, $35. Charlie Brown.
That's right. $35 gets you over 8 hours. It's,
we give it a free. Free no. With a $35
pledge. $35 is free.
We give it to Stevie, and then you can get to find out who all these artists are, explore them, and support them on your own.
DGM.
There it is. Now, all right, I'm going to relive this story to you. And
by the way,
go to your story. What?
Do we have any of the tickets go yet? Are the tickets gone?
You know, let's see. Do we have any more of the Planet of the Apes?
We only had two pair.
We only had two pair. I think... I know one pair is gone. I think the other pair may be gone.
516-620-3602. While he's checking, if you haven't made your bid yet, it's $100. We only had two pairs.
$100 for a pair of tickets to see Planet of the Apes, either 2 or 7, at any of 49 theaters in the tri-state area. You just go to Fathom Events. You'd email us after you've made your pledge for $100. And, you know,
what do you get
you'd email us at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. For $100, you get a pair of passes to see Planet of the Apes on the big screen.
Yes.
Plus, you get the DGM.
Whoa.
So there.
Over 8 hours of music.
Over 8 hours of music.
Whoa.
So there it is.
Stop it.
Okay. You ready? You want to hear about the green foam?
Yes. Talk to me.
Okay. This month has brought flora troubles to Utah. With a green foam bubbling through street vents, a sub bloom covering the state's third largest state. Residents in Bluffdale, Utah, located about 20 miles south of Salt Lake City, were finding a foam-like substance coming out of a roadway drain on Thursday. Bluffdale city officials were concerned that the mysterious green blob was related to the toxic algae that has covered the Utah Lake area. Did you know about the toxic algae?
What's causing the toxic algae?
This toxic algae is covering an entire lake.
Yeah, what's
okay, here it is.
That?
It says results of the samples taken from the drain are pending. Yeah. Nicholas Rupp from the Salt Lake told KLS that the foam most likely came from the nearby canal's recent moss treatment.
No.
And it is chemicals. Essentially slimy bloom.
Uh-uh.
The chemicals used to clear canals of moss also foam up. Donna Spangler, Communications Director for the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, said that the foam has nothing to do with algae. It had something to do with an irrigation cleaning moss. The canal is connected to the Jordan River, which is connected to the recently algae-covered Utah growth. At its peak, covered 90% of Utah Lake and crept into surrounding tributaries. Yes, sir.
I've seen this movie before.
You've seen exactly. Public officials have closed the lake due to concerns about cyanobacteria algae, which can release.
Say that one more time.
Okay.
Cyanobacteria
algae, which can release toxins in the brain, nervous system, and liver function of people exposed to it.
What? How does one? Excuse me, I don't want to be exposed.
Didn't we talk about this before?
No, but
that's
exactly.
Some dangerous
doesn't
stuff.
It seem like we did? The bloom's growth. This is new. The bloom's growth is due to its combination of high temperatures, low lake levels, and higher concentrations of carbon monoxide, which helps algae grow. Officials said nearly 80% of the phosphorus in Utah Lake comes from wastewater treatment plants. It's coming from our waste. Human waste using the bathroom, Spangler said. The algae blooms occur naturally. Human activity increases their intensity. Utah Department of Environmental Quality Division and Water Quality says scientific evidence suggests that people cause increasing intensity of algae blooms by modifying the nutrient inputs into our waters. So in other words, I don't even have to say in other words, do I? What, Maren?
I've seen this movie before.
There it is. I don't even know what to say.
Okay. That's what else can you say? I've seen this movie before. It's called The Blob. This
Elena,
is how it all got started. For
you
have
know,
you? How many people out here have seen this movie
are you
before?
With algae,
right? Okay.
Elena. Are you familiar with algae?
Man, that's what's going on.
I shave. So I know what algae
Cincinnati?
Is.
Oh, that's a dangerous idea. The algae that ate Cincinnati. No, this is Utah. The algae that ate
What's in Utah?
I mean, y'all haven't seen
not
my
much. Not much.
Okay. Y'all haven't seen my apartment. I mean,
you have algae?
Yeah, she's doing a moss experiment treatment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bugs love my apartment. I mean, now I get moss and things that fly around, and, you know, that's just the way it goes. You just don't know how to dispose of things properly, and then there you are. It can happen right in your backyard or in your studio apartment. So let's pledge for us to clean our apartments and clean our minds. 516-620-3602. Clean your mind. The blob in our mind can do that with this music. We feel so cleansed. This is what we tell you, son. I pay attention. This is what we tell you, son. I pay attention. Man. Remember, there's only one race, and that's the human race. Okay? This is what we tell you, son. I pay attention. This is the fun of the cool crowd. My crop on stand. So yes, I call the people time to function. And the end of the night, reality, man. Japanese agencies that supply rental friends, quote unquote, to the lonely.
Rental friends.
Friends to the lonely.
Rental friends to the lonely.
For hours or days, gentlemen, of companionship tailored to the needs of the socially challenged. That should be actually in quotes. To the needs of the socially challenged.
Socially challenged.
I'm not quite sure.
You know what socially challenged people are, Lainey. You know them. You talk to them.
I think we all are, quite frankly.
I am not socially challenged.
Yes, you are. Oh, Lord. Clients with two rules, however. No romance. No
rent a friend.
Lending money.
Is this a dating service?
It's a friend service.
Stop, Chris. Friend is one thing.
It had the hashtag Jerry Goldsmith.
Chris, follow me. Chris, come on, let's cut to the root of this.
And now he's free.
This is a loophole service.
It's a loophole service. Okay, so it's not a dating service. It's a friend service.
That's right, correct.
But in writing, they put it that you cannot offer money.
For what?
Service.
What kind of service?
Service.
Stop.
I mean, you know, I'm reading the story, but...
Finish the story, please.
Read between the lines.
Read the finish.
A writer for AFAR, a travel magazine, interviewed several friends... quote unquote,
friends.
Again, in June.
That'd be a new version of the movie, of the TV series.
One
friends
of
the server?
Well, just friends. Oh, and
friends.
They're like,
no,
oh,
no,
rental
no.
friends.
Serving the
okay,
server.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm trying to complete.
Please.
Friends, they put that in quotes as well. In June, yeah. One of whom explained, Japan is all about face. We don't know how to talk from the gut. We can't ask for help, said the female friend, again quotes, who offered a goodbye handshake to the interviewer. There are many people who haven't been touched for years. You want me to repeat that? There haven't been many people who haven't been touched for years.
No, Elena,
can you go back?
Can
to
you reach out and touch Byron?
Just yes, reach out, touch him. I will touch him.
Touch him.
There are many people who haven't been touched in years who start to cry when we shake hands with them.
Wow. They need to come to New York and take the subway.
Go back to
they can get touched. Line that says, please exactly. Go. You can just stand there in all your glory. Just ride up and down during rush hour.
Elena, go ahead. Please go back to the line where they said they just don't have it in their gut. Say that. Give me that line again, please. That's the crux of it right there.
Where they don't have it in their gut.
Go back to the line you never read, Elena.
Something about hit him in the gut.
The one that Byron heard.
We don't know how to talk from the gut. We can't ask for help, said the female friend, quote unquote, who offered a goodbye handshake to the interviewer.
The context of that sentence by itself, implying that not knowing how to speak from the gut is like being afraid to speak from the inner source of your soul, from your gut, to say what's really right and truthful, because at the point in which you fear retribution, you fear being bullied, you fear
from the gut.
No, not being you're reading able to, way too
why? He's reading a lot into why? It, but why? Let him go. Let him go, that? Elena. That's you're reading the stuff. You're out of your mind.
That's a good
Elena, you're out of your mind, too. So don't act like, oh, Byron is crazy. Look at him.
I'm not saying he's crazy.
You are saying he's crazy. And he is
well,
crazy,
yeah, okay.
But he's crazy.
But
he's crazy.
No, call him crazy. I respect him. Call him I respect crazy his Byron. Opinions, but...
I resemble that remark.
As a matter of fact, Sean Connery did a version of him in Hunt for Red October. They pulled a crazy Byron. Go ahead.
But think about it. I mean, she's correct. I mean...
Who?
The
friend,
quote-unquote?
Yes, quote-unquote.
Have
you been rented out as a friend?
Rented out as a friend?
Like, would you rent yourself as a friend? Like, would you work for a friend rental service? Would you, like, be a friend for somebody for money?
No, I would not.
Really? Yes, Byron.
For a movie and a dinner? Hell yes.
Byron, you're just a gigolo. So you just, you know, we're not, let's
come
not
on.
Even go there.
I'm available, people.
I know
I'm
you
available.
Are. You are okay. A social whore. Go ahead.
Oh, move to Japan.
You social whore. So... What about you, Chris? Would you rent a friend, or would you rent your friend services?
Yeah.
See, Chris?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How much are you an hour? Brother. How much would you be?
Dude, I've probably already done that.
You had me at hello.
I see. No. He's like, hello, that'll be $35.
$35. He'll rent himself out, too.
See, Elena. You know. Thank you. I knew you would understand.
Elena said
but that. Honestly, would the two of you gentlemen, or all three of you?
No, don't throw
you
me
really?
In. Just throw Byron and Chris.
Yeah. You're always excluding yourself.
I exclude myself. I'm the host. I'm the present. Go ahead.
I know, that starts to get
ask
annoying.
Ah, and what will you do about it? Go ahead, Elena.
But, you know, really, I mean, to get touched or...
Don't touch me there.
This music can touch you if you call right now.
Chris, do you want to be touched?
516-620-3602. $35, you can get this music that will touch you. That's right. DGM. Summer DGM. That's all you say is Summer DGM 2016. And there you go. And you'll get all this music you've been listening to. Check this out. Tell me this doesn't take you somewhere. I bet you. I guarantee this touches Elena.
Well, guarantee it'll save you the $35.
Summer 2016.
Night shift. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with the heat. What's going on?
It's invisible.
It's my favorite show.
Wonderful.
But you can feel it.
It's my favorite show.
Even when I'm by myself, I don't have to be on the beach. I'm a girl. I don't need $35. I need you to touch me right where you want to be. WBAI Night Shift.
Good stuff there, Mike.
Elena, were you touched?
Whoa.
Yes, I was completely touched. I didn't have to pay $35. And I would do it again, but...
Elena, are you touched? That's a real question.
Mike,
I am, in places that you don't want to know.
Are you touched, and is it Byron touching you?
No. Doesn't even need to touch me. His arrhythmia. And that just made up a word. Arrhythmia.
Now, Byron, you want to give us a little bit of the story you had there?
All right.
It better be funny.
I have two stories. So we'll give you this one.
Is this a short one?
This is a short one.
Okay, let's hear it.
British student Joshua Bruder, he's only 19 years old, created an easy-to-use computer app to help drivers fight parking tickets they believe that are wrong, that are unjust. And now reports that users have won 160,000 cases. They've won that many cases.
160,000
out of 250,000 cases. That's a pretty good record. All in London.
He needs to spread out with his app.
And New York City by
New York.
Yes, that's by following the question and answer chat interface at do not pay. .co.uk.
Do not pay. .co.uk. Now that's right. A valuable piece of information.
Wow.
What do you think, Chris?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty.
It's won like 60% of its cases.
Yes.
It's pretty significant.
So is it limited to only parking violations?
Well, see, now here's the deal.
You're running out in the street naked and expect to get off with
and
an
then
app,
try to park your car.
You can't get off.
You can't do that.
You can't commit violent crimes.
Well, then what's the point?
Here's...
Don't do the time.
Here's the deal. Browder said that he was motivated...
Don't do the time.com.
Browder said he was motivated to develop the app, which as of right now is still free of charge. Nice. And after himself getting about 30 tickets, he says he did not deserve. So he
30
actually,
tickets, he was motivated.
He was very motivated. He's like, I ain't paying this. I am not paying it. I'm not paying it. I'm not paying it.
Exactly. And he fairly, after 30 tickets, he was like, all right, I got this game now.
I know it.
And he I know
I'm
it.
I'm not paying this.
No, I feel you. And he knew what to do to not pay after that point. And he said, all right, I'm going to put this on an app.
That's right.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. What's the name of that app?
Well, it doesn't actually
don't pay it. What it says.
No, well, chat that. Interface at do not pay dot you dot k. Hold on.
I'm sure it's under do not pay.
Well, here it is. Here it is. Do not pay dot co dot uk. That's okay. It.
And that's his website.
That's the website. So you can go ahead. Yes, it'll take you to the
Elena, site I think you should get this one.
Wow.
I don't agree fiction. With this at all.
That's cheating the system.
Elena, yes. Come on.
It's quite crazy.
She says it because she lives in New York.
It's anarchy.
It is anarchy. Yes, it is.
There's no reason for something on STEM.
Yeah, listen. If they can win the cases legally.
On something in my new
they can win the cases legally, that he's scale. Just proving the fact that, you know, there's a quota you got to meet. So they just give out tickets.
He's a pee-pee head.
He's not a pee-pee head. But this he's is a hero.
This is he's
a goddamn hero.
This what? Is a microcosm 30, of what?
Yes. 30, you know,
tickets.
Tickets to him, to you're, his name. You're, and he's just like trying to get away from it. And
no,
you know,
he said unjust tickets.
That's not
fair. Not getting away.
That's not fair.
Elena, he's a hero. What are you going to say, Elena Byron?
This is what the Justice Department.
Well.
This is what the Justice Department
Chris,
found.
Chris, can you defend me the on city this of for one point? This
don't is, defend Elena.
This very theory here, used by here, is exactly what the Justice Department charged Ferguson, Missouri, with negligence and with an intentional system to extract income out of the black community and its drivers by way of issuance of...
Listen.
Tickets for motor vehicle violations.
Right. Listen, they do it here in New York with cab drivers, and taxi drivers.
You have
they
to
know you
to
won't
the,
take off the time to go fight
and,
the ticket.
And so ultimately, okay. Ultimately, the system is trying Let to
every
take,
cab driver listening
take advantage
is on
of
our side
public,
and against you, Elena.
And this is what we're against. And you got
they will be downstairs
really
waiting to get you.
And so
I don't
this
care.
Gentle person who has
be,
30
they're gonna,
tickets,
they're going to
come and shoot
me. Sort,
I don't
has created an app that will allow him to break the cycle of being a
break
the
cycle.
Job.
That's right.
Chris, are you feeling me?
Yes.
Thank
but
you.
But Byron,
yes.
To your, right. I'm actually agreeing with you, but right. To your point, like those cases that you're citing make sense. But when you have like a freak that like wants to
a
create,
freak
that wants
you
to
call
create,
him a freak, you must be a Republican.
You know, that wants to create race. No. Chris, just let me finish my point because we only have three more minutes. A freak that like wants to like create an app just to get out of like 30 sites.
Yeah, listen, get out of unfair tickets.
Then it becomes like a burden on people that really have true, you know.
How is that a burden?
Citations.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
No. I'm not.
Yes,
it is.
Even if you're right about this, you're still out of your mind.
We're talking about a citation. We're talking about a government that wants to make money, so you gotta like
because they keep giving the tax
money. Let them make that money
to the rich.
No,
they won't pay their fair share of making
a. That's
a
whole nother show.
Work.
But we,
no,
you have to
the work. It is the show.
Finish,
Elena.
You have to weigh the seesaw. So once you put the seesaw, once you put, you know, the bag on one side,
weigh the seesaw.
Then the other side's gonna pay.
Wave the seesaw.
I'm the seesaw on the other.
Wave the seesaw. We'll wave the seesaw and make a pledge.
516-620-3602. Now you can't get any of this anywhere in New York. This is BAI. This is listener sponsored radio. Get your premium right now, which is DGM 2016.
516-620-3602. Make a pledge right now.
Make a
right
pledge.
Now. Get right now. Get that last pledge now. In. Come on, we get that last pledge. Sean is waiting. He's ready to kick me out of the studio.
Hello.
Because the next program's got to begin. He's got the sledgehammer in his hand. He says, Mike, you better make that money.
Seconds.
516-620-3602. Save us from demolition.
We will touch you musically.
Until next week. This has been Night Shift. You can go to the Night Shift page on Facebook, NITESHIFT, and right there you can click on a link, to make a pledge and get your DGM.
Left.
Get
on,
your DGM. Support Free Speech Radio.
Save
what will be taken away if you let them win. Elena and her people, you must not let them win.
15 seconds left. Come on, you can do it.
It's not my people, but you are my people.
9, 8, 7, 6,
Thank you, everybody that pledged.
4, 3, 2.